Hey everybody, Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Welcome back to the Feminine Reset Emotional Strength Daily, where we dive into the nitty-gritty of emotions, relationships, and all things that make us tick. Today's topic: managing those wild emotional roller coasters and staying calm when pressure mounts. You know, those moments when your to-do list feels like a mile long, deadlines are looming, and you just want to scream into a pillow or maybe a bowl of ice cream. We've all been there. But here's the thing. Mastering our emotions isn't about becoming emotionless robots. It's about learning to ride those waves with grace and navigate life's challenges with a cool head. So, buckle up, grab your favorite beverage, and let's dive in together. All right, friends, here are 5 key takeaways to help you manage those emotions and stay calm under pressure. Number 1. Acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to stuff them down or pretend they don't exist. Feeling frustrated? Anxious? Go ahead, name it. That act of acknowledging what you're feeling is the first step towards managing it. Think about it like this. Ignoring a problem doesn't make it disappear. It just means it's lurking in the shadows, waiting to pounce when you least expect it. So give yourself permission to feel those emotions, they're valid. Number 2. Find healthy outlets for your stress. We all need to find ways to release that pent-up energy and tension. Exercise is a great option, even just a brisk walk can do wonders for clearing your head. Other possibilities: journaling, meditation, spending time in nature, whatever helps you unwind and distress. Remember, taking care of your mental well-being is just as important as taking care of your physical health. Number 3. Practice mindfulness. This means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's about noticing your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without getting swept away by them. When you're feeling overwhelmed, try taking a few deep breaths, focusing on your senses, or simply observing your surroundings. This can help bring you back to the here and now, calming your racing mind and allowing you to respond more thoughtfully instead of reacting impulsively. Number 4. Learn to say no. You don't have to be everything to everyone. It's okay to set boundaries and prioritize your own needs. Overcommitting yourself can lead to burnout and stress. So, before you agree to something new, ask yourself, is this truly important to me? Do I have the time and energy for this? If the answer is no, don't be afraid to politely decline. Remember, it's not selfish to take care of yourself. Number 5. Surround yourself with positive people. The company you keep can have a huge impact on your emotional well-being. Think about the people in your life who lift you up, support you, and make you feel good about yourself. Spend time with them and try to minimize contact with those who drain your energy or bring negativity into your life. You deserve to be surrounded by people who value and appreciate you. Ever felt like you're constantly on edge, juggling a million things at once? You know that feeling when your phone explodes with notifications, deadlines are looming, and everyone seems to need something from you right this second? That was me last week, let me tell you. I had a major project deadline, a family event to plan, and my car decided to throw a tantrum talk about pressure. But instead of spiraling into chaos, I took a deep breath and remembered these key takeaways. I practiced some mindfulness exercises, said no to a couple of extra commitments, gasped, and leaned on my amazing support system for encouragement. And guess what? I made it through. So remember, friends, managing emotions and staying calm under pressure isn't about being superhuman, it's about building healthy habits, recognizing your limits, and finding those coping mechanisms that work for you. You've got this. The key takeaways today are simple. Acknowledge your feelings, find healthy outlets for stress, practice mindfulness, learn to say no, and surround yourself with positive people. Make a conscious effort to implement these steps into your daily life, even in small ways. One step at a time, you'll be amazed at the difference it makes. Remember, staying calm doesn't mean suppressing emotions, it means understanding them, managing them, and ultimately living a more balanced and fulfilling life. So, what are you going to do today to prioritize your emotional well-being? Share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media using #TheFeminineReset. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.